I think you're supposed to go, Chris.
Another edition of American Exposé, actually slash Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Actually, it's Discount Gold and Silver Trading slash American Exposé. And it would have helped to turn on my broadcast equipment when I got here. Then we wouldn't have that little blank space. And certainly things are very, very interesting on the 30th of June, Thursday the 30th of June, 2005. Very ominous situations that are... Well, just as troubling to me now as they were years ago. Just more in place, more directions to be concerned about. And Melody, certainly the China situation is very, very troubling to most of us. In communist China, that is.
You know, you're right, Chris. You know, when I had a customer, a call-in, asked me today what coins I sell, and I said, well, I sell pretty much all of them except the Chinese panda. And they actually had to ask me why. And that's America out there. They don't see China as a communist country. They've forgotten all about 1989. And they believe that since all our businesses are going over to China, that they must be okay. We've embraced them for free trade, and so therefore they must be okay. And they will be sadly mistaken when they finally wake up to when their paychecks are signed by Chun Wan, you know, and that's not too far off. And we were talking, let me go ahead and give the closing prices on gold and silver. Gold was down $1.30 today at $435.90. Silver was down 2 cents at $703. Platinum was down $4 at $894. And palladium was down $2 at $195. Now back to China. That might have been inappropriate at that time, but that's just what I felt like I had to do. But, you know, the thing with China, I can't figure out which and who are doing what. I mean, you have China trying to buy Unocal. You have Schumer and another party, I don't know who it was, that was sponsoring the bill to add tariffs. And then you have the Federal Reserve in there wanting China to revalue their currency. And it's just like they're really playing one another out. And I think we're losing because China holds so many of our bonds. And when they decide to squash us economically, it will be very easy for them to do so. I believe last night there was, I can't stand Larry Kudlow. He's on CNBC, and he's a free trader all the way. He's on there talking about how CAFTA has to be passed. It's the best thing for everyone.
Insane.
Yes, it is. He calls Schumer because of the tariffs. They call it protectionism. And I guess Kudlow and Schumer got into it last night, which I only saw clips of it today, where Schumer was supporting the tariff bill, and I believe that was supposed to go to the House today, from what I understand, from the bits and pieces that I was able to gather. Well, Greenspan and Snow went to Schumer and his partner and said they need to delay the bill for the tariffs. And they explained to Schumer that China is ready to revalue their currency. Well, I believe it's a lot more deeper than that. I believe if this bill would have went through with the tariffs, I believe China would have come unglued. And I'll guarantee you there'll be some sort of finagling to allow China to buy Unocal. And although I just saw where Congress is voting to block the bid, it's somehow there's going to be some sort of repercussions coming from this block to bid to block the bid from China on this oil company. And I don't know if this tariff with the bill from Schumer but it's getting very interesting. And you know what, Chris? The only ones that are going to be hurt is going to be you and me, the listeners, and the American people. And
it's sad. It's just it's so obvious to see this. It's only sadder if you aren't aware of what's going on.
Yes.
You know, it's only sadder if you're just living your life not concerned, thinking everything's going to be all right. Tomorrow will come just as it did yesterday, the way it was. And in the meantime, jobs are going below the border and overseas.
What was amazing when watching Kudlow tonight, he had these two people on. And I like Lou Dobbs. Now, he says pretty much what he can get away with. He talks about immigration. He talks about China. He talks about all the issues that we talk about, but he's limited with what he can say. But at least he's there trying to educate the people. Tonight he talked about the pandemic on the bird flu. You know what? These people in Kudlow's program had called Lou Dobbs that Schumer's. I'm not a fan of Schumer. Don't get me wrong. That Schumer is becoming a demagogue, just like Lou Dobbs. And that's what they're calling these people on these programs, like Lou Dobbs. I do like Lou Dobbs, that is trying to wake up America to some degree.
And what he can get away with, that you say?
Yes, with what he can get away with. And his programs are very good. I mean, sometimes he says things that shocks me.
Mm-hmm.
He did a fairly good program tonight on China. You know, China's coming out with this bid for Unocal, is saying that there's no government money going into this deal. Well, excuse me, the government owns 70%, I believe, of the company that's trying to buy Unocal. So how can no government money be going into the program?
You mean the government of China?
The government of China, yeah.
Right. China owns everything.
Yeah, they own 70% of
there.
CNOC, the CINOC or whatever the nickname they call it. So it is government sponsored, but they just lie just like everybody else does.
Uh-huh.
So it will be an interesting situation. And
it's spooky is what it is. I put Hans on every Wednesday because he has his thought patterns about a nuclear war. I have my thought patterns about this country being taken over without firing a shot. And I do believe that that's the scenario that's being engineered right now with Russia selling oil to and cheap gas to Mexico, which is going to cost them a fortune, but they want to bypass us in doing so. And China's introduction to the buying up private facilities in America, infrastructure privatization, Executive Order 12803 from 1992, allows any entity to buy up portions of this country. Power plants, as Warren Buffett just bought a gigantic power plant, PacifiCorp, China's doing the same thing. We just aren't seeing a lot of it in the papers. Different countries own different parts of this country, and that's the UN system engineering itself under the World Trade Organization. Integration is the big key word for the UN system, integration of everything. It's just for people not to realize, and most are listening that do realize, and it's their job and responsibility to spread that information to others and call in these other talk shows and educate them about the big picture in place. And certainly going to AmericanExpose.com, America spelled with a K, is very, very critical for them to get the picture in place if they don't know already.
You know, you do have a great website, and there's a bundle of information there. And, you know, you listeners, you have to tell people, your family, your friends, And you can also listen. I know you hate to, but some of these other talk shows, you can call in.
Right.
And voice your opinion and bring this up. Make them talk about it. There's so many things going on. And, you know, Chris, I was looking for information. I was busy up until coming on to speaking with you. And I pulled up some of my favorite sites that I have logged looking for information.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find anything on the Schumer deal.
Uh-huh.
And so they're really hiding it. The only thing you can really see is, you know, China believes that their offer is superior. So they're, you know, even this information is being suppressed. And usually my sites I can go to and find whatever I need to know very quickly. So it surprises me. Well, it doesn't surprise me, but I can't believe I can't find anything on this. And what's funny is Bush came out, I don't know if you saw it today, where he said the Kyoto Treaty would have hurt the economy.
Yeah, and shoot, the economy is in a hurt right now. It would have fully devastated our economy. We're in a dire situation. It just, I did see that this afternoon talking to Dennis and looking at it. I can access it somewhere here, but that's all that needs to be said, really.
Yeah, and this economy, we are in sad shape, no matter what they say, how great it is, no matter how they adjust their figures to say there's no inflation, that there's unemployment. Yes, there might be unemployment, but, you know, the employment is going from a decent paying job to working at Walmart, and if you are able to find a better job, it's most likely at Target. So, you know, you're able to move up from Walmart to Target. So that's what's out there. And
yeah, it's terrible. And here I see right here in the metro section of the Oklahoman, short order cooks talking about kids learn kitchen basics. The children are learning to cook because it's going to be, and it is, turned into a service economy. So children at a young age are learning how to cook so they can be short order chefs in the future.
Well, when they have us all in those camps, they'll need a lot of cooks.
Maybe so, maybe not.
You have to laugh at a little bit.
That's
Chris.
Cute. That's cute. I like that sort of.
they're looking for employers. They're looking for chefs already at the nearest encampment near you.
You know, the crazy part about it is those that have tried to disprove concentration camps, Karen Lee Bixman comes to mind, who quit doing this, they all find out that concentration camps exist in America that are empty. And when people find these things out, when they try to disprove them, it only states that, yes, concentration camps are here, ready for us in America.
Yes.
They just need the right opportunity for pulling it off. And here I see in Oklahoma they're going to do a simulation bioterrorist attack, which is going to include 10,000 people here in Oklahoma. Isn't that something?
It really is. Well, you know, I told you briefly what happened yesterday with the Department of Agriculture about the dogs' licenses, and you can't change my mind. I mean, I don't jump on the bandwagon and create situations just to get people excited, but you can't tell me that they were not practicing something. You can't tell me that this was a practice run of something.
What are we talking about?
Remember I told you yesterday about the people coming to the house about the dog licenses?
Oh, no, I don't think you told me that. I think you must have told someone else that.
Oh, I didn't tell you that?
No, tell us.
Well, I guess I told this on the program yesterday with myself and Bob Chapman.
Uh-huh.
When I was home for lunch yesterday, the doorbell rang. I never answer my door. I just don't.
Okay.
The only time I answer my door is if I see it's the children from across the street that are selling their school candy, then I'll open the door. And so after I noticed that the truck had pulled out of the driveway, I went out to see, because there seemed to be a lot of commotion in the street. Well, when I went out, what I saw was there was about four or five gray trucks and about three white trucks. Now, the gray trucks had cages in them, and the white trucks, and they all had pictures of dogs on the side of their doors. I'm thinking, well, there must be some sort of mad dog running around or something, because that's all I could figure, because that is the impression that they gave the way they drove their vehicles. When I walked out, each truck was parked in a driveway, and when they were leaving, they all did it like they were synchronized. They each pulled out of the driveway at the same time, and they lined up in the street, and they waited. If there was a person that was talking to one of the people in the trucks,
uh-huh.
and they waited for that person to complete it until they came, and they were all ready to go at the same time. So they all came in at the same time. They all pulled into the different driveways one at a time, and then they each went out and spoke to the people. Well, when I turned, I thought this was very odd. So when I turned around, I saw they had placed something in my doorknob, and what it was a brochure and a card that I have to fill out asking me how many dogs that I own, when did they have their vaccinations, when did they have their rabies, and who is my veterinarian.
Oh, boy.
Well, excuse me, but when my dogs get vaccinated, my veterinarian automatically notifies the state. They already have licenses. So this is all information that they would already have.
Well,
and I can't imagine the cost that they incurred to do this when just a year ago, the city in which they came from, Altoona, the big headlines were no more money. And we all know our cities and our states are running out of funds.
Yeah, that's a big design, too.
So, absolutely. So this was a major expense. And I couldn't figure out what the heck they want to know about my dog.
Uh-huh.
So I came to the conclusion that they were either testing some sort of future to where they would have to go door to door. And not only that, they would realize now they know one by one what houses have dogs and which ones don't.
And what houses aren't going to open their door when they knock.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They know who's there during the day and who's not there during the day. And so I believe it had more to do, and I don't believe I'm overreacting. It was very eerie in the manner in which they were doing this. Usually, I mean, I had a friend that worked for HUD, and they used to go out and inspect, and she always had to take a buddy with her, you know, just for protection. You know, they back each other up.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, would be more logical if they really wanted to know about your dog and the rabies. They'd have a couple of schmucks to go out, knock on your door, say, you know, if you're home, if not, here's the flyer, and they would canvass the neighborhood and then go off into another section.
What if you don't believe in vaccinations?
You get fined.
Yeah, and then you may, you know,
and they take your dog.
And there it is. That's where it's going to be for humans in the future.
That's right.
They started microchipping the animals long before they microchipped us, but the patent's in place for microchipping, and I've covered that on the air before, that, you know, the dogs are being the guinea pigs as they've been in the past for many experiences and experiments, and here we go.
You know what, Chris? That was the thing that crossed my mind.
Sure.
This is what they're going to do for the people.
Mm-hmm.
They will have a car to each house. They will do it in concert. And if you're there, if you don't take their vaccination at that point in time, they'll take you. And if you're not home, if you can't confirm it within so many hours, and on the back of my card says, this must be sent immediately.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, the demands that are being put on us. In the meantime, you mentioned bird flu and mad cow disease. See, under Agenda 21, we're not supposed to eat meat. We're not supposed to have any kind of meat. We're all supposed to be vegetarians in the future. So you can see these directions coming into place to vilify our eating habits. It's all coming into place. The animals, I just hope there isn't going to be a day when we're going to have to decide whether we're going to eat our animals or not. That's a terrible thought. But it's happened in the past before. And the same power structure's in place today as it was years ago. So,
and you know what? Something else that crossed my mind, Chris, when this was going on.
Mm-hmm.
If it is for vaccination of humans, people truly have to be prepared, both spiritually and right here, what are you going to do? Are you going to be able just to walk away? Because you're not going to be able to take anything with you. What are you going to do when they come to your door? And what are you going to do when you've known that millions of people have already died? Are you going to keep your kids? Are you prepared to keep your children from being vaccinated when you already know that millions of people have been killed because of this flu and they're at your door now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be willing to say no when you're looking at your children? Do you feel that confident? It's going to be a very, very difficult. And there will be a lot of people that will cave in and take the vaccine.
Certainly.
And I can't say as I wouldn't blame them. It's going to be very difficult to say no, and you have to be prepared. And
yep. It's just, this is why it's so important for people to become active in waking up others about the big picture. And certainly getting the recordings of everything I do on First Amendment Radio is the positive thing that I can say to do, because I certainly know what the dots are connecting to. And everything, and certainly for people to listen to 3 hours spaced out like it is at 3 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central, they can't catch it all. So they need to get the recordings from First Amendment Radio. That information will probably be disclosed to you at the bottom of the hour. But, you know, that information that you just gave about the dog police, it's just a prelude to the people police.
Yes, it is.
Which is already organized.
And I don't believe in trying to create fear or anything like that. But, I mean, it was very, very eerie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just something I mean, I've lived here for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. And this was certainly the first.
You're in a suburb, I take it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, with
that,
and you know what, Chris, I don't want to bring this up after saying that, but you need to be prepared financially.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell you what, if they come to your door and you want to, if you have the will to say no, you might be able to bribe them, or you're just going to have to pack up your purse and leave. And you can't take a whole lot of stuff in your purse. But you can take a lot of gold, and I don't want to relate the two, but it's very important.
Absolutely. Very frightening.
It is. And with that, Chris.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All righty. Good night.
Good night, Melody. 800-375-4188 is the number for Melody Cederstrom. 800-375-4188 is the number. Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver Trading, sponsors this broadcast, sponsors First Amendment Radio, and it's most important that you get involved. A simulated bioterrorism attack on residents of Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Lawton will be conducted in mid-July and include 1,400 state and local medical personnel and many volunteer patients. Operation Firework Fanfare, that's it. Operation Firework Fanfare is a realistic effort to test emergency response systems in a public health catastrophe. State Health Commissioner Dr. Mike Crutcher said Tuesday, quote, things can happen in your own backyard, end quote, Crutcher said, of the need for bioterrorism preparedness in the state. The event, July 12th, 13th, and 14th, will involve the simulated release of the pneumonic plague in an aerosol form. The plague, a disease that can be transmitted from person to person, is fatal if untreated. Once again, this event held July 12th, 13th, and 14th will involve the simulated release of the pneumonic plague in an aerosol form. The plague, a disease that can be transmitted from person to person, is fatal if untreated. On July 12th and 13th, healthcare workers will attempt to pinpoint a simulated bioterrorism attack in Oklahoma, Tulsa, and Comanche counties. A goal, Crutcher said, will be demonstrating the health department's ability to receive and distribute emergency medicine, antibiotics, vaccines, or antidotes from the Strategic National Stockpile. Located at secret sites nationwide, the Strategic National Stockpile is expected to deliver drugs no later than 12 hours after a bioterrorism event. The drug supply is maintained in a constant state of readiness. After identifying the biologic event, or I'm sorry, the biologic agent, state health officials will use television, radio, and emails to inform Oklahomans about where and when antibiotics or other antidotes would be distributed. On July 14th, Oklahoma, Tulsa, and Comanche counties will operate sites to simulate dispensing antibiotics from the stockpile to mass populations who might be at risk for getting the plague. Quote, Operation Firework Fanfare will demonstrate what we have accomplished in preparing to respond to a serious public health threat, as well as identifying areas for future improvement, end quote, Crutcher said. Isn't this reeking of the Hegelian dialectic, those of you that are awake and understanding the big picture in place, I say? We always live the Hegelian dialectic. State health officials are asking Oklahomans to volunteer on July 14th as mock patients by simulating the types of crowds at medication dispensing sites that might occur in a real bioterrorism emergency. Local police will be used for crowd control. People interested in being volunteer patients are encouraged to contact their local health departments in Oklahoma, Tulsa, and Comanche counties. Volunteer patients are needed at each site. Officials did not release the drill's cost, but said funding was provided by the federal government. Oklahoma health officials conducted similar drills in 2002. So the beat goes on. The pressure continues. The situation is most ironic to me, as all this was predicted long ago by me and others. We live a Hegelian dialectic. The Hegelian dialectic is very easy to absorb and learn about. Keep in mind, Sun Tzu, The Art of War, which is on the American Exposé website, all war is based on deception. Keep that in mind always, people. In the paper dated Wednesday yesterday, the Labor Department is providing more than $28 million to 35 states, the District of Columbia, and Guam to help civilian workers affected by a massive restructuring of military bases. Illinois, which stands to lose 737 civilian jobs, and Indiana, which could gain more than 2,600 civilian jobs, each get $1.5 million, topping the list of grant recipients announced Tuesday. They are followed by California with $1.37 million. It could lose 1,200 civilian jobs through closing and restructuring recommended by the Defense Department. BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure, listeners. Mikhail Gorbachev was on the board of BRAC. I don't know whether he still is or not. We don't hear much about Mikhail Gorbachev these days, do we? And there's Gorbachev Foundation set up all over the globe. Much to do. Congress seen paving the way for private toll roads. We're going to have a special guest at 9 p.m. tonight. I'll tell you about that upon my return.
Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
If you read the history books, the most often asked questions of Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is, because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War and the Right of Succession from the Old Paths Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free, or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. Get this DVD presentation for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Call 559-781-3773. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Continue with these directions, these deceptive directions that we live today, listeners, that many aren't aware of. It's just tragic. I will have at 9 p.m. Central Time tonight David Stahl from Corridor Watch. The Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas is what he's covering. I spoke to him this afternoon, and he knows other people in other states that are concerned about their NAFTA corridors, as I covered this week. 43 international highways are being developed in America right now. They've been going on for 7, maybe even 8 years now, the development of this. And it's all on the NAFTA corridor section of AmericanExpose.com. Not all of it, more than likely, but a good portion of it, a major, major 75-85% of it is on AmericanExpose.com. NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition, which used to be the North American Superhighway Coalition, they've refined it down to a fine art. This is why land seizure okayed for private projects happened, where the Supreme Court spit on the Constitution, and that's about as deep as I can go being on the air. I respect the airwaves. Sometimes it's very difficult to do so. But land seizure okayed for private projects cities may bulldoze people's homes to make way for shopping malls and other private development. And that's the point, other private development. The NAFTA corridors are public-private partnerships. That's what it is. It's a public-private partnership. It is being put into place. According to Corridor Watch, last week, Texas Representative Frank Corte of San Antonio issued a release saying, quote, "The right to own and use property is inherent to a free society. When a government decides they know how to use private property better than the individual, private property rights cease to exist," end quote. And Corridor Watch couldn't agree more, I couldn't agree more, and I'm sure you could not agree more as well. Yesterday, Representative Corte, and I'm sure that's probably the proper pronunciation, filed House Resolution 19, House Joint Resolution 19. Senator Bob Dole filed a companion bill, Senate Resolution Number 10. It passed. These identical resolutions would put, well, once again, if passed, these identical resolutions would put the issue amending the state constitution on the ballot in November with the following language proposed for additions. Section 17A, a political subdivision of this state may not take private property through the use of the power of eminent domain if a property purpose of the taking is for economic development. There's more about this. We'll cover this at 9 p.m. tonight, Central Time, listeners. I suggest you tune in on Internet and the satellite. It's most important to connect these dots. The reason they're taking the ability for us to own private property is because 43 international highways are going to be developed. They've narrowed down the Trans-Texas Corridor in Texas. They've narrowed it down to 10 miles wide. 10 miles wide. Do you know how many homes are going to be demolished if this goes on throughout all 43 NAFTA corridors throughout this country? And as I said on Tuesday, I'm sure I covered on Tuesday, the 43 international highways. All 3 hours, I covered parts of all of them. I don't see any information on websites connecting to the federal government any longer about the 43 NAFTA corridors. So this is all very relevant, and that doesn't mean it's not there. It doesn't mean that Dennis or Darren aren't going to find it. I just haven't looked hard enough. But I will. According to Reuters, the next road you travel, you pay a toll to use, could be privately owned. There's the public-private partnership. Looking for ways to finance highway projects without hitting the public trough, the U.S. Congress appears set to pass a proposal to encourage private ownership of new toll roads. This is exactly what the NAFTA corridors are. Public-private partnerships engineered by the United Nations system, listeners. This is all engineered by the UN system, State Department, and all government agencies. As in 1970, an executive order put into place by Richard Nixon required federal governments to transfer their directions to international agencies. And I'm not sure where I have that information, but it could be right here. And keep in mind, it's all draconian, the way it's all being put into place, and we aren't paying attention, most of us. Those of you that are listening are, and you have to get active in waking up others. It's Executive Order 11552, dated August 25th, 1970, providing for details and transfers of federal employees to international organizations, signed by Richard Milhouse Nixon, another globalist taking his orders from the Rockefeller clan, Chase Manhattan Bank, etc. So understanding this is very, very important. I've connected all these dots over the years. It's very easy for me to do what I do here. The trick is to get paid to do it. Wouldn't that be remarkable? Although I have had one individual help me out this year, and I do appreciate him. The provision, part of the highway spending bill now being hammered out by a Senate and House conference committee, would allow private companies to raise up to $15 billion for highway projects with bonds that are exempt from federal income taxes. While the proposal has broad support in Washington, and the business community, the idea of private highways has incited grassroots opposition in some states, with some saying the government, not a profit-seeking company, is the proper owner of the public's roads. As integration goes on, listeners, as these directions are put into place, it's all about money, as the money is being sucked out of this country. The NAFTA corridors and the shipment of trade, according to, once again, David Stahl, is not working like it should, because the products that were supposed to be manufactured in Mexico actually are now being manufactured in communist China. So keep this in mind, people. Keep this in mind, because we're being manipulated on a daily basis. And for you not to realize this, you do it at your own risk, listeners. You do this at your own risk. And without your congressman being told, your legislature, your state legislator being told, you're really doing a disservice for yourself, your family, and your fellow man. And this is the bottom line, people. The bottom line. Have you ever heard of Plan Puebla Panama? It's a 25-year, multi-billion-dollar series of mega-development projects sponsored by the Inter-American Development Bank. It includes massive agribusiness and biotechnology projects, as well as the construction of mega highways, dams, and factory zones throughout southern Mexico and Central America. Organizations in the region have expressed concerns about the devastating effects these projects could have on local communities and the environment. Isn't that amazing? IDEX is working with a coalition of Latin American and U.S. organizations to find ways to dialogue with stakeholders in the plan and make sure that the communities have a voice in determining how their lands and resources are used. And the point is, stakeholders, this comes right out of the United Nations system, listeners. As a start, IDEX has joined an international network of organizations which is working to build a campaign to counter the plan and to promote positive development alternatives. Elements of the Plan Puebla Panama include mega highways and rail corridors called dry canals to transport international goods across the Isthmus of Oaxaca, Mexico, and through Panama. 70-plus hydroelectric dams in Chiapas alone, flooding communal lands, dredging of deep water ports for shipping, destroying local fisheries, massive eucalyptus tree farms, and other large-scale agribusiness plantations. Why would they be planting eucalyptus tree farms? Eucalyptus is poison. Creation of maquiladora zones, assembly plants with sweatshop conditions. Repopulation of people who get in the way of those projects into urban areas. And what are they talking about? Sustainable communities. This is the whole purpose of the land seizure by the cities and states in your location in this country, because people are going to be moved to sustainable communities. This is the whole point. The biodiversity treaty being implemented, people. If implemented as planned, the PPP, once again the Plan Puebla Panama, will result in mass displacement of indigenous peoples through dam and highway development, loss of indigenous culture and knowledge through urbanization, loss of biodiversity due to highway, port, dam, and plantation construction, loss of arable lands due to monocropping and massive use of petrochemical fertilizers, exploitation of women and youth working in sweatshop conditions, growth of urban poverty due to repopulation. This is incredible, because this is exactly what Agenda 21 is against. But the same players are involved in implementing this. You have the Inter-American Development Bank, the World Bank of the United Nations, the Central American Development Bank, all part of the UN system, private investors. President Vicente Fox of Mexico devised the PPP and says it is 1,000 times grander than Zapatismo or any indigenous culture. 8 Central American governments have signed agreements pledging their support. This is the way it's moving, people. This is the situation. It's most important for you to get active and understand what's going on. Here we see from the Hindu online edition of India's national newspaper dated February 15, 2005. The Rajasthan government and Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited have formed a 50-50 joint venture to have more focus on implementation of mega highways project, envisioning improvement to 4 important north-south road corridors of total length of about 1,200 kilometers in two-lane paved and hard shoulder configuration, says a release. The identified roads include Hanumanga to Kushgarh, Pulodi to Ramje Kai Gol, Awar to Shigar Fargar, Shigandra, Gandhar City, and Bahakapar to Buran Jalar roads. Disregard every statement I just made there because my pronunciation going one after another, you know what would happen if you did it. A joint venture company, Road Infrastructure Development Company of Rajasthan, that's RID Corp, was formed in October last year. The cost of the project is ₹1,200 crores and is proposed to be funded by an innovative financing plan. Feasibility studies for the 4 road corridors have been completed. The company at present has an authorized share capital of 50 crores and an initial paid-up capital of 10 crores. The Rajasthan government and ILNFS have already released their initial contribution of 5 crores each for the newly formed company. It's all on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Mega highways, NAFTA corridors in America, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, CAFTA. I covered information on that at the 3 p.m. time slot. You missed it. Order the tape. We don't have much time. Everything I do is most important for you to cover and record and get to others. It's absolutely insane how we're being moved. And it's just incredible. How things are being maneuvered, and we're not hearing much about it. It's a sad, sad commentary to have this information when most don't. Mobilizing communities in Nigeria. Here we go. Dipali Tarari remembers only too well the beginnings of plans to have the local people as the key drivers of urban community-based projects in Nigeria in the spring of 2000. For her, as the World Bank's team leader of the community-based approach to infrastructure provision in urban areas, it meant meetings with the communities wherever people lived. Quote, I wanted to make the point the World Bank was determined to get to the grassroots and listen, Tawari says. I wanted to demonstrate to my client teams that it was okay to ask the communities what they wanted and that it was okay to tell them that top-down projects the bank supported in the past had not worked, and that we were there to learn from the people how to use limited resources better, end quote. The reality of that meant Tawari and her client teams staging open meetings in markets and at streets crossroads. It was nighttime. The meetings were conducted with the aid of car headlights. Quote, there's a lot of enthusiasm in Nigeria at the time, end quote, Nawari says. Quote, it was the first time most of the people were working directly with the bank, that's the World Bank of the UN system. It was the first time they were learning about the demand-driven approach to projects, end quote. Community-based urban development project was designed to deliver basic municipal services in poor, underserviced settlements in cities. of the project specifically designed to meet the priorities of the growing numbers of poor in cities. And how are poor people being created? Wars, wars, wars. Weather modification, environmental modification. Tsunami bombs. Nigeria is urbanizing at a rapid rate, with more than 50% of the population expected to live in urban areas by 2007. This information is very lengthy. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. I suggest you go there and spend time with Dennis the Menace and his research. It's just absolutely amazing, the information that's going on. Just amazing. I see in the paper, Senate passes its version of energy bill. The Senate approved an energy bill Tuesday that was more favorable to conservation, wind farms, and ethanol, and less kind to oil and gas production that legislation passed by the House. Whether these sharp differences can be resolved by may depend on how much pressure President Bush can bring to bear. Once again, this is a very, very big indicator of Agenda 21. Wind farms, incredible. Solar power, things like this. It's going to be very expensive and very cost reductive in the future. I'm so sorry that this is going into place. Indian Education for All, promoted for state schools, a Montana program to educate all children about Indian culture and history, could become a prototype for Oklahoma. Educators listened intently Tuesday as Montana Superintendent of Schools Linda McCulloch described her state's newly funded Indian Education for All program, which is helping teachers and tribes teach about Indian culture and heritage in the public schools. This is all under the guise of Agenda 21, promoting indigenous people. Here we see, out of Madrid, Spain, Parliament legalized gay marriage Thursday, defying conservatives and clergy who oppose making traditional Roman Catholic Spain the third country to allow same-sex unions nationwide. Jubilant gay activists blew kisses to lawmakers after the vote. The measure passed the 350-seat Congress of Deputies by a vote of 187 to 147. The bill, part of the ruling socialist aggressive agenda for social reform, also lets gay couples adopt children and inherit each other's property. Gay marriage has just been accepted and promoted in Canada. Yes, yes, yes. In Canada, gay marriage is accepted now and legal. I had. Oh, here it is. Here it is, right here in the paper. Dated Wednesday, June 29th, Canada's House of Commons voted Tuesday to legalize gay marriage, passing landmark legislation that would grant all same-sex couples in Canada the same legal rights to those in traditional unions between a man and a woman. The bill passed as expected, despite opposition from conservatives and religious leaders, just like in Spain, listeners. The legislation drafted by Prime Minister Paul Martin's minority Liberal Party government also was expected to easily pass through the Senate and become federal law by the end of July. Listeners, this is in Canada. Okay, with everything that's going on in Canada, in America, in China, in the world, as we go and deliver ourselves to communism. The Communitarianism Network is all in the very top of AmericanExpose.com. Communitarianism is reinvented communism. It's communism with a happy face with the same outcome. It's there, right on the top. Right on the top of AmericanExpose.com, you'll see it all. You'll see the U.S. Code and its statement. Communism, America, be very, very careful. Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter 4. Section 841, Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. It says so in the U.S. Code. Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter 4. It's in our website at the very, very, very top. And then you'll link to the Communist Party USA. And then you'll link to Community Communism Equals Communitarianism. Nikki Ripana's excellent superlative website. Once I'm there, I can't get out of it. The number one partner website of American Exposé is the Anti-Communitarian League. Listeners, number one. It's very, very important to have that and to give you that indication. So, understanding that, here is the congressional record. Understanding the situation with China, the situation with Russia, the situation with the United Nations system, the situation with the State Department implementing the U.S. mission to the United Nations. From the congressional record, 1963, current communist goals. From Cleon Skousen's Naked Communist, written in 1957. Listen carefully to this. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. See, this is where I divide myself with Hans Molina, that I bring on Wednesday nights in this time slot. You know, he's afraid we're going to have a nuclear war. Although they're building underground bunkers, according to many sources in Russia, I think they can do it without firing a shot. Although I could be wrong, listeners, I could be wrong. Keep in mind that the suitcase bombs that will be promoted here, the nuclear event that will be promoted here and that will more than likely happen here, will be sponsored by KGB to make it look like Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda and CIA, who invented Al-Qaeda? Well, certainly Dennis pointed out to me, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, CIA invented Al-Qaeda. So what is there going on? There's a covert operation network of CIA, MI6 of England, Mossad of Israel, KGB of Russia, and who knows what China has. Once again, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war, developed the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. They're moving after our guns on a constant basis. To disarm the population of this country would be a very, very big advantage for the New World Order crowd, Henry Kissinger Incorporated. I say Henry Kissinger Incorporated because that is the number one man that should be put on public trial and given a truth serum to regurgitate all the truth and the facts. And we're out of time already. I will be back in 1 hour. This is Thursday night. Jackie Petru doesn't have a broadcast on Thursday night. I will be back in 1 hour on First Amendment Radio. And you'll want to tune into that. David Stahl from Corridor Watch. Extremely important broadcast in 1 hour on First Amendment Radio, listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again. But worse this time. By creating a free